the pirate Mary Read. Arg. Now, Mary, of course, is one of the two famous women pirates during the golden age of piracy in the Caribbean, Anne Bonny being the other one. And, of course, the two of them are going to end up on the same ship before this is all over. Now, Mary was born to the wife of a sea captain who was at sea when she was born. Now, there's a lot of different views on why she ends up wearing men's clothing, masquerading as a man. There's one that she was dressed as a boy so that her husband would think that his son, who had died while he was at sea, was the boy. Another one is that Mary was the result of an affair that her mother had. Third version is that she was dressed as a boy to ensure that she would get her father's money, his inheritance, when he died. And then the final one is another document has it that when her father died, her mother continued the ruse that she was a boy so that Mary would have all the advantages of a man and perhaps advance. Now, after the death of her father, her and her mother lived on his inheritance until it ran out when she was a teenager. And then she's fending for herself. One of her first jobs was she was a footboy, which is kind of like a gopher, for a French woman in London. She hated this job. You know, sometimes those footboys can be playthings, and the French lady'd end up with a real surprise if that happened. So she managed to run away from that job. The next thing she did, she went out to sea. She signed on as a shipmate, and found out that wasn't what she expected. And her third choice, which is really bizarre, she decides to join the British Army. Now, she fought at the Battle of Flanders, and there she was promoted. She's actually promoted to the Horse Regiment, and it's while she's in that unit, that she became friends with another soldier. And she kind of fell in love with him and eventually confessed her sex to him. And he was happy. He accepted that she was a woman. And that's really wild. And so they were then married. Now, of course, they wanted to get out of the military, so they evidently had enough money. They bought their commissions out, which meant that their whatever left of tour they had, they were able to pay for it and exit. And then they opened an inn. It's called the Three Horseshoes Inn, and everything seemed to be fine. As a matter of fact, Mary began wearing women's clothing at this time, and things are going along just fine until her husband dies. And you know, she got rid of the tavern, and then you know decided she'd go back into the military again. But it reminded her too much of you know where she met her husband, and so she gets out of that and took work as a shipmate on a ship that's headed for the West Indies. Well, as luck would have it, her ship gets captured by the pirate captain. I love this guy, Calico Jack Rackham. What a name. Just kind of rolls off your tongue. And, of course, Calico Jack is not alone. He's got his friend with him, which is Anne Bonny. Well, that's unusual enough. Having a woman on a ship is not exactly the best thing in the whole world because you got one woman and you got a ship full of guys and there's a lot of jealousy. But if you're a dominant captain, you're okay. And evidently, Calico Jack is a pretty dominant captain. Well, most of the crew on the ship that she was with joined Rackham's crew, which is kind of scary because, you know, piracy is a death penalty offense. And while she is on the ship, she got to know Anne Bonny. And by accident, Anne supposedly walks in on her one day while she was undressing. Found out she was a woman, which was great because now she had somebody to talk to. So the two of them spent a lot of time together. Well, the trouble with this is old Calico Jack was concerned. He thought, hey, somebody on one of my crew members messing around with my woman. So he confronted Anne, saying, you know, are you cheating on me? What are you doing? Why are you spending so much time with this Sailor Reed? And she goes, oh, you know, come on, come on. She's a woman. Well, now Calico Jack not only has a woman pirate, he's probably got the largest crew of pirate women sailing the seven seas in Anne Bonny and Mary Reed. Well, things are going along pretty well. But, you know, Mary's got, you know, she falls in love with a fellow pirate and on the ship, but he's kind of he's kind of a small guy. And on a pirate ship, you know, the big guys seem to get a little bit more billing here. So there was some problems with an older, bigger pirate threatening her lover. As a matter of fact, the bigger pirate challenged her lover to a duel, which she knew he was going to lose. So Mary quickly challenged the pirate herself. And so they... Quartermaster ruled that it was a valid challenge. So they went ashore on an island. Each of them was armed with a pistol and a cutlass. And away they went. They both fired their pistol and didn't hit anything, which is not unusual. So now it's cutlass to cutlass. Well, the larger sized pirate is going to have somewhat of an advantage, even when you're just defending yourself. But Mary's speed and agility played in to her survival. So she ran around, kind of wore the guy out, and eventually he makes a mistake. He stumbles and starts to fall, and at that moment, Mary supposedly rips open her shirt, exposing her breasts. Well, this stuns the pirate, and while he was gaping at her, she nearly took his head off with her cutlass, killed him with one blow. And after that, Calico Jack marries her and her lover. Unfortunately, that's not going to last long. She has really bad luck with lovers, because now the whole crew gets captured. In 1720, Captain Barnett, operating out of Jamaica and some of the other places there, and his forces capture Rackham and his crew. They're all sentenced to be hanged. The only thing that helps Anne and Mary out is they plead their belly. They're both pregnant. Now, I've read one account in one of the various groups on the internet that said that this could have been something they made up. This is not something you can make up. You think they're going to let a woman walk in and say, okay, I'm pregnant? You're going to be able to tell eventually, okay? So there have ways of telling pregnancy as well at this time. And we certainly know Anne Bonny was pregnant. And so there's no reason to doubt that Mary Reed wasn't pregnant as well. Unfortunately, Mary Reed is just a peasant girl, whereas Anne Bonny has family connections, and she is eventually released from prison. Mary is kept in prison. Unfortunately, she and the unborn child will die of disease, a fever of some sort, in 1720, and that's the end of the other pirate lady. Oh, Calico Jack, he must really have a way with pirate women, you know it. Now, as far as sources for Mary Reed, there's a Pirate's Who's Who. There's Sisters of the Sea by Riley. And then there's Bold in Her Britches, Women Pirates Across the Ages by Stanley. And then there's Life in a Man's World, Mary Reed by Jones. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as usual, don't forget to go to the website and write me a question or leave me a comment and check out the CD section. Thank you very much.